Syrian Christian leaders are kidnapped. People are becoming transformers in Rome. And a ministry is building walls in Burkina Faso. What does it all mean? Find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are thanking God for the release of two prominent Christians kidnapped Monday in Syria. Sat-7 spokesman Greg Garrett says one was part of the International Council of Sat-7.
Mark Gregorius Ibrahim was traveling somewhere close to the Turkey border, and he was with the Greek Orthodox Archbishop Paul Yazigi when armed gunmen stopped the car, and they shot the driver and kidnapped the two archbishops.
Garrett says both were released yesterday. He says about one-third of Syrian Christians have left Syria because of the violence. Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, is addressing that with special programming.
One of those programs is called Kermilak, and it means for you. The presenter of that is Noor Botros, and he is from Syria. He consistently bringing guests on the show to speak about the conflict, to speak about how to stay encouraged in your faith.
Pray and support their work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, while the world continues to ask questions about the Boston Marathon bombing and the explosions at the West Texas fertilizer plant, a ministry is thinking about kids. Child Evangelism Fellowship handed out thousands of crisis evangelistic booklets in Boston and West Texas this week. The CEF booklet is called Do You Wonder Why?, which answers the important questions children have in the face of tragedy. Now, if you'd like to get copies of this booklet, just go to missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Well, you put a fence around things you love to keep them safe, right? Greg Yoder, not me, says Christian World Outreach is taking it a step further in Burkina Faso.
We are building a wall around our property to protect the young ladies that are in the school there.
Traffickers take young women from, to, and through Burkina, making it a prime resource for the world's second largest illegal industry. CWO is protecting 29 young girls from this evil at their training center. It teaches women job skills and how to start a home business. Women also learn about their worth in Christ.
Many of the young ladies come from Muslim or animist families. They're hearing the gospel, becoming Christians, and going back and sharing Christ with the people in their village.
Want to help CWO build the wall? There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Ask God to keep protecting the innocent.
God can build a wall that we don't necessarily see with our physical eyes, and so far he's done that. He's protected these young ladies.
Meanwhile, Jesus Christ was born and fulfilled his powerful ministry in the Mediterranean. Yet of the 480 million people living there, only a few actually know who he is. Gary Witherall of Operation Mobilization says they're looking to change that with Transform 2013.
There are many conferences and there are many books on mission, but this is a challenge to come and put the dust of the Mediterranean on your feet. Come and share your faith.
Transformers first spend a week in Rome preparing for ministry. Then they head into the Mediterranean countries for outreach, serving anywhere from a week to 6 months. They don't look like your typical missions team.
Surfing, skate, tracking. There's some teams that are more adventurous, and other teams that are working with refugees or teaching English.
Learn more about Transform at missionnetworknews.org. Pray for OM staff as they prepare ministry opportunities. Pray participants will see how to use their skills for the Great Commission. And in Central Asia, many men and women are the prime caretakers of their family but don't have the skills that'll get them a job. That's why Baptist Global Response started the Skills Development Project. It provides people with vocational training for a 9-month period. Many of the graduates start their own successful business and begin to train others. Pray that the project staff will use this opportunity to share the gospel with students. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat-7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat-7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible. Give the others away as a reminder to pray for the Sat-7 ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.